This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
It's Thursday, January 2nd, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Lenovo with some insight in SMB work experience, two bans in the U.S. military, and Google Health with an AI advancement against cancer. This is the Business of Tech. Lenovo's global study report finds that 40% of all SMB employees are dissatisfied with their work environments, and 41% said they are missing the key technology tools for flexible working. 38% say tech issues present an issue at work, and 3/4 don't have access to cloud-based tools. Meanwhile, a report by HPE says otherwise as it relates to as-a-service. 87% of IT's decision-makers have started to implement as-a-service, which is viewed as keeping up with the competition. Lenovo includes in the report that buying more mobile and portable devices to improve workers' experience is an answer. Shocking, a hardware company saying buying hardware is the answer to their survey problems. I don't disagree that an investment in people is wise and can make a difference on employee satisfaction, but having replacing old devices as the first recommendation just seems self-serving. Sure, that helps, but give someone a shiny new laptop without training and implementation, and it doesn't matter. The big opportunity is highlighted in the fact that a lack of dedicated internal resources is cited as a problem. Of course, and what SMB should have an internal IT department? Lenovo, that's crazy. My two takeaways. First, the report has a ton of good information for technology providers on problems you can solve that are related to business outcomes. Second, Lenovo, seriously, you missed the boat here by lack of discussion about how technology should be delivered in the SMB, which is with partners. HPE, at least, seem to view services as a good thing, but also make no note of partners. Two bits of tech banned by the military. First, the U.S. Army has joined the Navy in banning the use of TikTok on government-issued phones, following guidance by the Pentagon amid concerns of potential security risks. The Pentagon has also started advising members of the military not to use consumer DNA tests, as the information collected by private companies could pose a security risk. The memo, which has not been made public, was obtained by Yahoo News, appears to have been widely distributed within the Defense Department. Why do we care? Two themes on this podcast for the price of one. Bifurcation of the internet at play here. The U.S. government is increasingly aggressive with concerns over China, and here's the split over tech implementation. Prediction, this is going to increase this year. Trust also rears its head here. Data being collected by companies is not trusted and viewed as a security risk. Again, this is going to increase. Now, the opportunity. There's consulting opportunity here, helping customers make sure they're only collecting what they need, building transparency to their customers on that process, and leveraging privacy laws, and then ensuring that the data is well managed, controlled, and used responsibly ongoing. We see the backlash here. Where are the companies solving it? Sure, it's hard, but in the mystery, there's margin. This offering won't get commoditized. Google Health has developed an AI system that can identify cases of breast cancer from mammograms more accurately than radiologists, per an international study. The AI outperformed all of the human readers and significantly reduced the workload of those radiologists. Why do we care? It's not all gloom and doom in tech. This is the promise of the tech, helping doctors reduce both false positives and false negatives. There is always a darker side. If you remember the story from October about how racial bias in treatments was introduced that underestimated the needs of black patients compared to white patients, it shows the need for understanding of algorithmic bias. With that, the continued focus on both leveraging the technology and exposing its bias will result in more positive outcomes. The ever-vigilant mantra is not a bad thing. Tech needs more healthy skepticism because it drives more positive results. Today's episode is brought to you by the Killing It Podcast. Episode 40 is now out. Three topics: drone food delivery going nationwide in 2020, resilience and how to recharge your batteries and bring yourself back to a place of productivity, and finally, a discussion about breaking terms. Did the year change the way we talk about technology? Three topics, three hosts in 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT. Catch the show in your favorite podcatcher. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech, and welcome to 2020, back on regular production schedule. Please share the podcast if you're enjoying it and getting value. Look forward to a great new year, and we will see you tomorrow.